Om Shanti. Jayanti Ben first came in touch with Baba or the Brahma Kumaris when she was 8 years old. And then she traveled to UK with the family to get a broader intellect and a British accent. And then when she was 18, she fell madly in love with Baba. So she flew back all the way back to India. And she had the fortune of meeting Sakar Baba, that's Shri Baba and Brahma Baba both. In early 70s, she was sent by Baba to start or establish a center in London, where she thought she will stay for 1 year and come back to India. That was 40 years ago. That never happened, but she had the fortune of witnessing expansion of Baba's work all over the world. Currently, she directly oversees centers in UK, Europe, and the Middle East. So today, Jayanti Ben is going to share with us on the topic self-compassion.
Thank you. Each one's introduction to another comes from their heart, and so thank you for that. The mantra that we use in Gyan is inside out. And whatever is going on inside, or whatever it is I do to myself, that is what I'm going to do to others. Even outside in the world, people understand this principle because it's part of their experience. When they're at peace with themselves, they're at peace with others around them, content with themselves, it's easier. To be content with others, and the opposite also. And so when you remind them of this mantra of inside out, that compassion begins with compassion for the self, then there can be compassion for others. It makes sense. And certainly for Baba's children, we've had that practical experience of inside out. And so starting with compassion for myself isn't selfish, but it's actually a requisite to be able to serve others and have compassion for them. And so what does it mean to have compassion for the self? Today's Murali was very beautiful, as always. And when I read the Murali, I smiled because I didn't know who chose the topic. I was given this topic way back, a long time ago, many, many weeks ago, I think. And I'm sure that they hadn't checked out the date of the Murali to see what the Murali was about. So there was a synchronicity in drama that was working. And of course, Baba spoke about two things. Baba's children being the leaders who have compassion for others, not just others, but leaders who have compassion for the world, on all. And Baba's definition for all was not just other people, but he specifically mentioned nature, the elements, and so compassion even for the elements. But Baba also mentioned that compassion for the self means, Baba has a way of encapsulating things in one word. And so today's word was, compassion for the self means Srimat. If I follow Srimat, I have compassion for the self. Do I need to say anything more? We could sit and have yoga. But maybe it's good to explain. explore this just a little bit further. And so compassion for the self, and practically first and foremost it means, let me keep to the timetable that Baba has given. And so keeping to that timetable means that I'm putting the structure, the foundation in place through which I can really do what I need to do for myself. And then the next thing within compassion for the self and also Srimat, I think would mean maintaining dignity for myself, my own inner dignity. I think that most of us would probably say that soul consciousness has not been easy. Such a simple concept, so easy. And yet even today Baba said, the effort that's involved in soul consciousness is actually the only effort. There's no other work that Baba's asking us to do, but this is the work of being inside. Because human nature over the last couple of thousand years has been to focus outside. And so to change that habit is not easy. And sometimes I may even think, well, I am so conscious. And then you start noticing all the I's that you're using. I this, I that, I the other. Even in simple things like my sanskars, I and my go together. So my sanskars are like this, what can I do? But my family culture was like this, so that's the way I am. And so it's very deeply embedded within the soul, the pull to all the things associated with the body, to an extent that we don't realize it. My preferences, I like, I don't like. Whether it's food, whether it's people, whether it's a hard bed or a soft bed, you can see how it extends in so many different ways. It impacts our life on every level. And yes, I understand that self-compassion also means taking care of my chariot. And so if a soft bed is going to give me pain in the back, or if a hard bed is going to make my bones ache everywhere, then let me see if I can get it rectified. But really, real compassion for the self means getting things sorted out in here. And one of the things to get sorted out is, well, not just who am I? I know I'm a soul, and I can say that very easily. It rolls off our tongue very naturally. But to feel, I am a soul. And in that stage of soul consciousness, then also to keep reminding myself of why is it that I came to Baba. I came to Baba because I wanted to. I came to Baba not because somebody made me or somebody asked me to. And when I've come to Baba because I wanted to, I accept the whole package with Baba. Why I say this is because I think around 17, 18, I had a big tussle with my parents. And in that tussle, what became very clear to them was that I wasn't going to go through the Indian marriage system that others around me were going to do. Even though we were living in England, the Indian girls that I was connected with all had their life mapped out for them, and it was going to be their parents who would arrange things in 1, 2, 3, 4. And I made it very clear to my parents that that wasn't going to be for me. And then yes, it's true, I did fall in love with God. And I was very glad that that happened. But in a stage where what was being offered was, yes, one was career and that was my choice. But the other side, I could see that within the Indian cultural system, you didn't just marry one individual, you married a whole clan. It was scary. It was really scary. You know, you think about a commitment to one human being and you expect that it's going to be for life. And that's one thing, but to commit yourself to a dozen people who you don't know, it was, you can see what I'm saying. So an Indian marriage at that time, and more or less today also. In fact, yes, it is true today too. I'm surprised, but it is. So you marry into the clan, you marry the whole clan, basically. So when I come to Baba, and I fall in love with Baba, and who is it that I'm married to? I'm married to God, but I'm also married into a family. And that becomes a whole big thing. Each family has its own culture. And this family has not just its own culture, but it's a culture created by God. And so you're marrying God and the whole package. And why I say this is because within that package comes Srimad. And so have I chosen to follow Srimad? Or am I following Srimad because it's expected of me? Or am I following Srimad because I'm told to? If Srimad is compassion for the self, then really it has to be a choice from my heart. And then it works. And if it's any of the other things, then it feels very difficult and it's not going to work. And so Srimad has been given for absolutely everything, from the moment you awaken to the moment you put your head back onto the pillow at night, and everything along the way. If I'm following Srimad, it's protection for me. It's also support and help for me, keeps me on track. It protects me from my own inner sanskars. I haven't done enough tapasya to be able to actually transform my sanskars so that then it's the deity sanskars which emerge in a natural way all the time, all the time. When we say sometimes that my reaction is such because of the outside stimulus, because of the environment I'm in, the atmosphere that I'm in. But what is it telling me? It's telling me that those are the triggers that are actually triggering my sanskars. The atmosphere is whatever it is, but it's my sanskars that have been triggered. And if I'm following Srimad, then I get to know my sanskars, but I'm given the protection by Baba so that then it's not my Kalyugi sanskars that emerge as they used to earlier on, but they're held in check. And so when we challenge Srimad without realizing that it's actually compassion for the self to follow Srimad, it means that I haven't understood what Srimad is actually doing for me. And so, if I'd taken up the subject yesterday, I wouldn't have taken it up in the way that I am now. So I was very happy that today was the day we read that Murali, because it really sets it out very clearly that this is what compassion for the self is all about. And of course, the external forms of Sri Mata are one thing, and they're very important. They're really the guidelines for our Brahman life, but also the more subtle aspects of Sri Mata. All of those are also absolutely vital. In particular, Baba's talked to us about the way I need to think. And so, am I thinking in the way that Baba wants me to think? Because everything actually starts there. If Baba's saying one thing and Baba's expectation of me for my own benefit is something, but my thinking is a bit different, am I protecting myself? Or am I going to find myself in conflict inside? Well, Baba's saying this, but I think this. I was pretty stubborn, and today I won't say I'm stubborn, I'd say I'm determined. I hope. But in my determination, at one point, I really, really didn't want to go back to London. This was not just after coming to Baba and in that first intoxication of being with Baba, and Baba kept sending me back. But this went on through till the mid-80s, so it went on for a long time that this thought kept coming that I don't want to be in London. And it's good that Daddy was there, because that was a great support and a very big external help, and it was not just for me, but it was for the world. Daddy did so much during that period that she was there. But at one point, Baba asked me a question directly. Who knows best? You or me? And I had to agree that Baba knows best. So I'm putting this into a context of now, today. And who knows whether there'll be a physical meeting with Baba on the 10th or not. But it's okay, whatever it may be. But also the days of personal interaction on the physical level with Baba, that's also history. But certainly, yes, I can have a conversation with Baba internally. But then Baba would say, surely, Baba has told you everything within the Muralis. Is there anything that Baba hasn't told you about? By the mid-80s, we still hadn't had the whole clarification of all the powers, of all the virtues in the way that we have today. By the 90s, more or less it was there, we had it. And by the time the 21st century came, and meetings started in Shantivan, even when you have the fortune of taking Drishti from Baba on stage, even then there's 50 other people around you. And even that is now, Baba's here and you're sort of there. And that's about the closest you can get, but maybe even that's history. And Baba really has been trying very hard to pull us up into the subtle regions so that we meet Baba on that plane rather than pull Baba here, which is also fine. And so is my intellect clear and clean so that I can connect with Baba and ask Baba, "Well, Baba, what do you want from me, both for me and from me?" And Baba will probably give me an answer through the Murali. It won't be so much a voice in my head. And if somebody is hearing voices in their head, need to find out what's going on. And maybe it's just a signal. maybe it's just a little word that pops into my mind that wasn't there before. And so maybe that signal is the signal that Baba wants to give me about whatever. But more likely than not, it's going to be an answer through the Murali. And for sure, the right Murali will end up in my hands at the right time, on the right day. And through that, Baba will give me a signal. And this must have been the experience of many, many sitting here. You've had a question and Baba's Murali gives you the answer. You had a conversation and Baba's giving you clarity about it the next day, whatever it may be. And so to put my mind back on the track of what is it that Baba's asking me to do in terms of the way I think is compassion for the self, is following Srimat on a subtle level. What are the feelings that Baba wants me to have? Again, Baba's made that very, very clear. Baba doesn't want me to have feelings of confusion. And if there is confusion, I should try and sort it out sooner rather than later. Because the confusion means I'm not going to know what to do, exactly when and how. And I'm going to lose out on an opportunity that presents itself maybe. Or I even try and take that opportunity, but I'm not actually able to make the best possible use of it. And so Srimad says, no confusion. Be very clear in what you would like and is it what Baba is offering you. And if what Baba's offering me isn't completely something that I'm comfortable with, again, I have to sort it out. Because I can't carry on living my life either in a state of confusion or a state of inner battle all the time. It's not what Sangam Yoga is about. And if I am struggling internally with this conflict of I want this, but Baba wants this for me, that's going to lead me into conflict with others around me also. And so the image of the warrior, Rama, 14 degrees, and it's amazing how much love people, not just in India, but across the Indian diaspora, wherever they have the Indian community, and that's practically worldwide now, I found that people out there across the world, Bharatvasis, seem to have more of a connection with Rama than with Krishna. Isn't that right, Hemlata Ben? Mauritius, Trinidad, Guyana, it's a lot of Rama, 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 many places. So, what's going on? Have a look. But that image of Rama with the bow and arrow, a very different image to the music of Krishna playing the flute. And so let me be the one who's dancing with Krishna. Let me be the one who's enjoying Krishna's music rather than the one who's fighting. And the first thing about the battle is the battle in here. What I want, the way my sanskars are going, and the way that Baba is saying, this is how you can be. Baba's offering me a very, very beautiful fortune, and it's there for me to take. There's nothing between me and my fortune and the highest fortune of all except me, my sanskars, the I factor. And so let me sort that out. So I'm understanding more deeply how compassion for the self really hinges completely around Srimad. The external factors of Srimad and the subtle inner factors of Srimat also. So on a very practical level, what does it look like? The dignity. And self-compassion and dignity means that I'm able to stand on my own feet. I mentioned that I had Daddy's support, and it's absolutely true. But Daddy's support was through Gyan and Yoga. It wasn't support of personal tuition, because anyway, after the first 4 years that she was there, she was sending me out on service, so I'd be away for months at a time, not just weeks at a time, but months at a time, because it was a period of establishment. And if any of you know about that, you go to a place, a new place, completely raw, green field, and you go for a week, and you get an idea of somehow the interest of the people. You stay for a month, and out of the feeling that you had, then you begin to see who are the people who are interested. But ask yourself the question, after a month in Gyan, would I have been able to carry on in Gyan on my own? And you get a very clear answer. And today, if somebody's been in Gyan for a month, we don't just say that they're new, we say they're very new. So, in a new country, a new place, even though your ticket may say that you have to leave after a month, you know that it can't work. A month is nothing. And so you stay for 3 months. And in 3 months, you begin to see who are the souls who are really going to be following Gyan, who are now committed to Baba. And why I'm sharing all this is because when I say my support was Daddy, it wasn't that she was holding my hand. It was that she was always a reference point. And so a reference point for timetable, a reference point for quality, a reference point for Srimad, a reference point for depth of Gyan, quality of Yoga, you name it, and Daddy has been a real, real pillar and an amazing example. So that's available to all of us even today, not on a physical level, but everything that each one of the Dadis stand for. There's a little pigeon, a big pigeon, who comes frequently to hear Gyan. It happens during Murali also. There's a pigeon who comes and So this is a story of the story of immortality. The pigeon hearing the knowledge and cooing and agreeing with Gyan. So, dignity means I learn to be able to stand on my own feet. And that also means actually learning to take help from Baba. Because how could I do it on my own? I couldn't. You need Baba. And so I need to be able to develop my own in a relationship with Baba, through Baba's Murali. There are many people teaching many methods of yoga, there are many people teaching various practices, and I'm sure that everything that people are sharing are very valuable and helpful, and take benefit from everything that's being offered. Why not? But the Murali is teaching me how to have yoga. Today's Murali. Churn the knowledge, and as a result of the churning, the quality of your thinking will make you peaceful, will make you happy, and you'll have powerful, pure thoughts and awareness of God and experience the relationship with God. 2 days ago, there was a whole Murali on the different relationships with God. Today, another thing that was very much related with yoga, but it only works if I practice it. I hear it, or I read it, and I say, oh, interesting. And I'm talking about the point where Baba's talking about shedding the skin. The soul able to shed its skin. Talking to yourself, I'm going to leave this old costume, I'm going to go home, I'm going to go to the new kingdom. Beautiful poetry. But it's actually a training to practice. Can I actually experiment and be soul conscious to the extent that this is separate? And with one thought, I'm able to shed my skin and fly. And I'm flying to God. I'm not going on an out-of-body experience. That's not yoga. I'm connecting with God. So why I say this is because if I use the Murali as a training kit every day, Baba's training me for something, whether it's conquering lust, conquering anger, developing tolerance, different things, and many things in one Murali even, but sometimes the full Murali is about one or two things. So whichever way it's going, but it's actually telling me how I need to think and what I need to practice. And then, yes, I'm learning how to take support directly from Baba. And so as I learn to do this, I'm able to be free of dependency on others. Otherwise, nature is that we've always been dependent on others, thousands of years, and so today also I seek that dependency. I want it, and I also enjoy it if somebody else becomes dependent on me. It's nice to feel needed and wanted. But it's dangerous if I pamper myself and say, oh, well, at least someone appreciates me and they really love me or they really need me. I've fallen right into the trap in which I'm back in a situation of bondage. I've left behind the bondages of Kali Yuga and here I am now in another set of bondages. And so, no. I don't need to be dependent on a human being, but equally, I don't want another human being to be dependent on me. I need to be very clear about this for myself. And setting that out to myself means I'm preparing myself to be able to connect with Baba and make Baba my one support. Didi Manmohini had a few mantras. The last mantra that she had was, it's time to go home. In 82, when she was visiting London, New York and other places, she kept remembering this mantra, it's time to go home, it's time to go home. And a year later, she was gone. And so it wasn't that it was time for all of us to go home. But it was, there was something within her that was motivating her to keep saying this. And it wasn't that she was just thinking it, she was saying it. But much earlier than that, when I was deeply connected with her, she told me that the one mantra that she had from the time of coming to Baba, and if I put it into context, when Baba became avyakt, Baba called Didi Manmohini the might, the power, and Dadi Prakashmani the mic, the one who's going to give the message to people. And This is before their roles evolved and became clear that this is how it is. But Baba gave them those titles. So the might, the powerhouse. Now, can you imagine the incredible power? Who met Didi? One, two, three, four, five. A lucky handful. But all of you will remember Didi's drishti, right? The power of her drishti, the power of her presence. And she didn't give lectures. She didn't read the Murali to class in the mornings. Others did that. But she was definitely the powerhouse. And where did her power come from? Her mantra. One strength, one support. Ek bal, ek bharosa. And maybe you want to translate it in different ways, but that's basically the idea. One strength, one support. And so, really, self-compassion means the sooner I understand this, the easier it will be for me to move forward with dignity. I make a human being my support, or the other thing that happens in Brahman life very frequently. Because we're action-oriented, right? Especially in the world out there, it's go, 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 do, do, do. Forget about sitting quietly. If you're sitting quietly, why are you sitting there doing nothing? So not doing nothing and not doing anything and just sitting, it's synonymous, but no. If I'm sitting and I'm churning, I'm doing a lot. If I'm sitting and I'm meditating, I'm doing the best that I could ever do. So, action. And sometimes our dignity is determined by action. The service that I'm engaged in. The role that I'm playing. And the early lesson that I had to learn in London was when it felt really knocking your head against a brick wall. It still sometimes feels a bit like that, but not so much now, but early days it really was that. And the message came to me from Prakash Muni Dadi in Madhuban. Well, what about self-service? You're saying that there isn't any service out there. What about self-service? And so, instead of out there, action, action, or even compassion for others, compassion for the self, and service of the self. And it may be that you get special time for that, and drama gives everyone the opportunity that they need. Just as there's synchronicity in everything, and of course everything is absolutely, absolutely synchronized. You know, if the sun, moon and stars and the galaxies are moving in the right way at the right time, how is it possible that my personal drama isn't moving in the right way at the right time? Everything is working in perfect harmony and perfect balance within the universe. And then I'm saying that, no, but my drama isn't the way I want it to be. True, it's not the way I want it to be, but that's because I haven't understood what the signals of drama are. And so when I understand what the signal of drama is, and I learn from those signals, then I know that drama is right. It's not what I want that is right, but it's drama that's right. And things are synchronized in the right way. And I just have to learn to accept it and move with the drama. Not easy. It took a long time for me to learn that, but more and more acceptance of that. And so to know that If there's space, if there's time, it's not a waste of time. It's time for myself. And the use I make of my time now, in terms of yoga, in terms of study, in terms of self-exploration, all of that is preparing me for whatever the next step of the drama may bring. And it may be a short time, maybe a long time. It may come through illness. It may come because I go from one place to another place. Who knows? But drama will provide me with an opportunity to use that time for myself, if that is what the soul really wants. And sometimes maybe I haven't wanted it, I haven't realized it. For me, I hadn't realized it. But the opportunity came, and then I had to sort it out and accept what it was about. But once you accept, then you start using it in the right way. And so self-compassion, preparing myself to connect and stay connected with Baba so that I can fly. Being free means I can fly to Baba. I can fly to my home. I can fly to the subtle region, experience the angelic stage that Baba's talked about. And Baba's talked about it for years, but Baba's talked about it now for us specifically. So the signal of the moment now is that this is the opportunity to experience the angelic stage. If we're getting one murli from Avyakta Bhakt Dada in 3 weeks or 4 weeks, one signal. Now, that was going to be highly selective about what signal he gives us. And so the signal has been, it's time to take on the angelic form. And dependencies on things, on people, on places, on service will keep me here. It won't allow me to be up above and fly. So dignity and freedom both go together. Which is interesting because I know that when I was 18 and talking about freedom, I thought it just meant freedom to do what I want to do. I didn't know that it meant creating a stage of my own inner dignity. And the second thing that I want to specifically mention in terms of compassion for the self, humility. Being able to develop or emerge. It's both things together, isn't it? That sanskar must be there within deity souls. The stage of being egoless, the stage of being humble, which is the sign of greatness. Humility and greatness absolutely both go together. Humility doesn't mean being squashed by others. Humility doesn't mean locking myself away in a corner. But humility is very much on the stage of the world, but maintaining a stage free from ego. Because ego is my enemy. I have to learn that. There's a very beautiful poetic expression that I'd like to share with you in Hindi. It sounds very nice. Daya dharam ka mool, abhiman patan ki jad. And what it's saying is that, many of you are picking up some of the words, that compassion is the root, the foundation for dharma, righteousness, and ego is the root of the fall. And so when you think about compassion, then you don't necessarily think about ego as being the opposite. But this little couplet is telling us that when I have ego, I'm actually killing myself. I'm pulling myself down. And when I have compassion, it's the seed of righteousness. And it's going to allow me to move in the right direction. And so, humility, if I say ego, that's one thing, but cultivating humility and being able to see what is the tone of my voice, what is the way in which I'm walking. Body consciousness shows itself in many ways. What is the quality of my drishti? All of these things will give me an idea of what's going on. And so, humility. To be able to give regard to others, to be able to give respect to others, not to need respect from others. Why do I need it? I don't. I have my own inner dignity. So you don't have to boost me. You don't have to massage my ego. It's who I am. And if I know who I am, I'm stable. Don't need the support of all these other things. But also, to be able to put others first, to give them that opportunity. In a way, it's a summary of everything, isn't it? This little couplet. And so Bhakti has very interesting comments to make about everything. The essence of Gyan is actually there. And so, compassion for myself means Srimat, dignity, humility, and it means love. Dadi telling us decades and decades ago, when I look into the mirror in the morning, I look at the soul and I say, I love you. And many, many must have taken inspiration from that. But I'll tell you the background of when she first started to say this. She first started to say this in the 60s. And the 60s was a time of, she was in India, Baba was here, Sakar. But she went through any number of physical illnesses. But her ability to churn, her gift, it's a gift from Baba. Baba gave it to her, she took it and made it her own. So in the 60s, I used to hear her saying that in the mornings, it's so difficult for me to even stand. But I go, I brush my teeth to wake myself up, freshen myself, and I look at myself in the mirror and I remind myself, I love you. And so at a time when the body isn't cooperating, at that moment to be able to tell myself, I love you. So you can see she's taken all these things from Baba's Muralis and used them in a very practical way for her own life. And so am I able to love myself, whether the chariot is supporting me or isn't supporting me? But if I... You know, you've got some old tools, devices or vehicles that you're using. And if there's an old car that you have and it's giving you a bit of trouble, give it a bit of love and handle it gently. And it'll help you for another year. But if you say, it's really nonsense, I don't want this nonsense anymore, I'm going to get rid of it, well, it'll behave accordingly. It's interesting, machines respond to vibrations. And yes, it'll keep giving you trouble. But if you pat the bonnet and say, you're good, it's okay, we'll be together for another year, it'll probably help you. But this chariot also, if I get angry with it, why isn't it behaving? If I get upset with it, it shouldn't be like this. I wish, I want to let go of it. Well, it's not going to feel very loved or cared for or wanted, and it'll misbehave. But give it love, gently. It's not attachment to give it love, but it's very precious. Big difference, just as with kids. Loving your kid and being attached to your kid, very, very different. I mean, those of you who are mothers know it in a very dramatic way in terms of your own feelings and experiences. But as an observer, I also see that. And so, being able to love this, but compassion for this. And it starts with, when I start loving myself, being compassionate to the soul, then I'm able to love this and be compassionate for this. Then I can be compassionate for others and love others also. So, beautiful methods that Baba has given us to be able to take us from where we were to where we need to go. And along the journey, service is a beautiful tool to help us, but sometimes we get stuck with it, and sometimes we get trapped by it. Sometimes it takes us over. And all of that then means I haven't understood what compassion for myself is about. There has to come a moment when I say, I'm going to look after my own gyan and yoga so that my own stage is as I want it to be. And I use service to be able to do that. My time, my energy, I have to use it a positive way. And so I am going to do that, but I decide at what time and when and how I do it, rather than allow it to take me over. And of course, very often the motive for service is not compassion, it's my role. And so that's then again dangerous. And so compassion for the self means, yes, I understand the value of service and the power of service and the blessings, most of all the blessings that service brings me. And I take that opportunity, but compassion first. Just to add this one last thing, because it came out, I hadn't been thinking about it, but whatever service it is I do, the value of that service is if it's bringing me blessings. Leave it with you to think it over. If it's not bringing me blessings, and it's not only vocal service that brings blessings, making a cup of tea for somebody may bring you more blessings than giving them a 10-minute talk. Really. So whatever it is I do, is it bringing me blessings? Because at the end of the day, that's what I need. And that's what I'll carry with me. Dadi Janki is much better. Another miracle. Well, many of you saw her the other day, but today's news is that she is definitely better. Dadi Gulzar, yes, definitely better. But still in hospital. I'm still pretty fragile. The infection's gone, all those things are finished. But let's see what happens. And let's have yoga in which we are sending light, especially in the direction of Ahmedabad, to Dadi Gulzar. But not with the thought, oh, Dadi has to get better, she has to come, she has to come. That's going to be my selfish desire. That's not yoga for Dadi. It's not pure yoga anyway. No, if she comes, wonderful. If she doesn't come, it's okay. That's where she needs to be. And Baba's teaching us another lesson. Many lessons Baba keeps teaching us, but this is another important one. So let's fly to Baba. And don't think about Dadi Gulzar, but know that your yoga is going to reach her. Think about Baba. Om Shanti.